Shalom, everyone. President Trump has suddenly announced his opposition to the annexation of Judea and Samaria by Israel. That was just announced yesterday after meeting with Arab and Muslim leaders. The UN, in its annual meeting this year, has decided to pass a non-binding resolution declaring a Palestinian state led by France and the United Kingdom. And the Houthis have launched a couple of drone attacks on the city of Eilat. Several people were injured. Israel did retaliate. Messianic World Update begins now. Shalom, everyone. I'm Monty Judah with Lion and Lamb Ministries. Welcome to Messianic World Update. Today's date is Friday, September 26th of the year 2025. And here's the news for the week. All this week, leaders have been coming into New York getting ready for the annual meetings at the United Nations. Yesterday, Trump met with a series of Arab and Muslim leaders. They brought up a concern about something that we've been discussing for many weeks, and that is Israel has been talking about annexing the West Bank, the Judea and Samaria areas of Israel. Well, apparently they got to Trump. Trump tended to agree with him that that shouldn't happen, even though it's been discussed repeatedly, openly, for the last several weeks. Here's what the president said in his opposition to the annexation at the press conference.
Yeah, please, behind you.
On Gaza, did you promise leaders this week that you would not allow Israel to annex the West Bank? And is that something that you...
I will not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. No, I will not allow it. It's not going to happen.
Did you speak with Netanyahu about this directly?
Yeah, but I'm not going to allow it. Whether I spoke to him or not, I did. But I'm not allowing Israel to annex the West Bank. There's been enough. It's time to stop now, okay? We have great relationships with a lot of countries. And you may be even more happy when you find out, because we spoke with Bibi Netanyahu today, and we spoke to all the leaders in the Middle East, who are great people, and we're getting pretty close to having a deal on Gaza, and maybe even peace. Which would be the first time in about, what, 2,000 years, I think? In the region, I'd say the first in... Steve, what would you say? First in 2,000 years or maybe 1,000?
Two millennium.
It's a long time.
The president specifically said, quote, "I will not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. No, I will not allow. Not going to happen. There's been enough. It's time to stop now," end quote. Exactly what the president thinks he's doing, I'm not quite sure. But I can tell you this, it's as obvious as the nose on your face that President Trump wants to win a Nobel Peace Prize. And so he's looking for every ally he can get. We'll agree to that. And this is a way of getting the Arab nations, the Muslim nations, to agree to that he's trying to maintain peace in the world. The next question is, what is Israel going to do? Because Likud is urging Netanyahu to declare the annexation. And they have previously, Netanyahu has previously said, if the UN passes the Palestinian state resolutions, they will just go right ahead and annex the areas that would have been for a Palestinian state. Here in the United States, we have 178 House Democrats that also oppose the position of Israel annexing the West Bank. We already kind of knew that because those House Democrats are opposed to Israel on virtually everything there is. Netanyahu, after visiting the UN, is scheduled to go to the White House and to discuss all of these issues, including annexation as well as the war in Gaza. Arab leaders have said that annexing Samaria and Judea is a red line to them, and that they've threatened no more regional integration talks if Israel does it. Well, that's one of the mainstays of the Trump administration, is to have those integration talks. Trump also has a new plan for Gaza and the end of the war. He announced at the same press conference yesterday that he's close to getting some kind of a deal done. Best as we can understand, it's a 21-point plan. And Trump is pressuring Netanyahu to let go, to allow Israel to go with the plan that he has put together. The plan, interestingly enough, does not require Hamas to disarm or Gaza to become a demilitarized zone at the end of the war. That is what Netanyahu has stated as are the minimums for any agreement on the Gaza plan. Hamas must be no more, and there cannot be any militarized equipment in Gaza anymore. They cannot use Gaza as a launching pad for terrorist attacks against Israel. There are two other persons involved in this new 21-point plan you should take note of: Tony Blair and Jared Kushner, along with Steve Witkoff. Tony Blair and Jared Kushner are the guys that put together the Abraham Accords way back in the first Trump administration. Jared Kushner is President Trump's son-in-law. So that's what's going on with regard to those conversations. And quite honestly, we're a little bit surprised how quickly Trump has folded his support for Israel in the aftermath of October 7th. Although he keeps saying the same things that Hamas did a bad thing October 7th. At the UN General Assembly, Abbas was prohibited from coming into the United States. The U.S. government wouldn't give them a visa for Palestinian representatives. So the UN hooked up by internet and allowed Abbas to speak to the UN General Assembly through the internet. And he said the normal things that he normally says: Israel is committing genocide. And reluctantly, he finally said, oh, by the way, Hamas did a bad thing back last October 7th, to apparently appease and appear to be somewhat balanced in it. He's not balanced at all. Netanyahu spoke this morning at the UN, and as expected, the Palestinians called for all the nations to walk out during his speech. And as Netanyahu took the stage, here's what happened.
Please order in the hall. Please order in the hall. Please order in the hall. Please order in the hall and please be seated.
The Houthis in Yemen launched two drones into a lot this week. 22 people were hurt. Two of them were critically hurt. A lot is the southernmost city there on the Gulf of Aqaba for Israel. Israel carried out a retaliatory strike of 7 targets. 8 people were killed, 140 were injured. And they launched, out of the 20 fighter jets and other supporting aircraft, they launched 65 different weapons. This was the strongest airstrike that Israel has put on the Houthis down in Yemen in retaliation for what took place. Israel also struck a Hezbollah rocket factory that was operating in eastern Lebanon. As you know, Israel is trying to help the Lebanese government to remove Hezbollah from Lebanon, and so they went in and took that out. Gaza operations are still continuing and becoming even more intense. By the way, this morning when Netanyahu was speaking at the UN, they set up loudspeakers all over Gaza and Gaza City so that the hostages could hear Benjamin Netanyahu send a message to them. And he spoke to them of hanging on, their heroes in Israel. Israel has not forgotten them, and Israel is coming to get them. So that was the word that was put out. And he also put a word out to Hamas telling them they better disarm and they better turn over the hostages or they're going to suffer the consequences. So that's the most direct talk that's been given into Gaza from Netanyahu from the podium at the UN. I recently interviewed Jonathan Cahn about this topic, and here's what he had to say.
The enemy is, number one, against, and I say the enemy, I'm speaking of Satan, you know, we call Satan. He's against the people of God. He's against the ways of God. So we see that in America, but he's also going to be against Israel, you know, because, you know, the Bible in Revelation talks about the dragon warring against the woman. And so Israel, the Jewish people, Israel, the children of Israel are always being warred against for thousands of years. It's not it just takes new forms, you know. So we're watching an ancient battle. And the battle for Israel's existence, that's what it's about. You know, Israel didn't just say, hey, we're going to go in and we're going to have a war. Israel was attacked by a talk about demonic. You know,
right.
What Hamas did was demonic. You know, I speak about this in the Dragon's Prophecy, and that is that, I mean, the day that it happened on a Hebrew holy day for a reason. That's the enemy. Happened on the Sabbath. That's the enemy. Happened exactly like 50 years from a ground invasion, the 1973. That's a jubilee, but it's the enemy. And then what they did was like the Nazis. It was horrific. That tells
barbaric.
You what kind of war we're in. And so, and the fact that the nations, as you just said, UN voted, like the UN hates Israel. And the Bible says in the last days, the nations are going to come against Israel. So, you know, they're just following the course, you know. But Israel has to survive. You know, God did give them that land. And by the way, speaking of that, listen, we got to pray for the people who are the Arabs, the Palestinians. We got to pray and pray they get saved and pray that Israel finds Messiah.
As I mentioned to you before, the UN General Assembly did pass a non-binding resolution against Israel declaring a Palestinian state. More than 150 nations agreed to it. There's only 193 nations in the UN General Assembly. It's really meaningless. It's not going to accomplish anything whatsoever, other than, as Netanyahu said, it rewards, from a standpoint of a propaganda standpoint, it rewards Hamas for what they've done. And this morning, when Netanyahu was addressing this topic, he made several comments and comparisons about no other nation would have tolerated any of this, and yet the UN expects Israel to tolerate it. As you know, the UN has specifically formed more resolutions against Israel in its history than all the other nations combined. In fact, the whole UN system is only set up for one purpose, that is to complain about Israel. Truly, the prophecy, all nations coming against Israel, is manifested in the very nature and words of the UN General Assembly. In other news this week, Russia has been saber-rattling, doing overflights into Poland, flying drones into the other countries that are surrounding the border of Russia, and causing concern with those nations. And earlier this week, the president, when asked about it, made the comment, well, let's shoot them down. And the other nations are wondering about whether or not they're going to carry that out. Estonia and Poland have called for Article 4. Denmark apparently did not call for Article 4 where the overflights were at. Article 4 of the NATO agreement calls for meetings to deal with the Russian overflights, which would call for a conference and a review of what to do about the situation. But it's pretty clear that Putin feels he's irrelevant in the world compared to all the other stuff going on, and he simply wants more attention being directed to him. There for a while, when President Trump was giving full attention to him, why he loved it, but now that Trump has drawn back because Putin is not keeping his word, well, he still wants to be relevant and he wants to be able to everybody take note of him and what he's doing. It reminds you of the behavior of a school children, and it's just ridiculous. All right, we'd like to ask you to continue to pray for Israel and all that's going on in the world. I'm somewhat disturbed by what President Trump has done now with Israel announcing his opposition to the annexation. Mr. Trump, President Trump, President of the United States, you are now contrary to the God of Israel and what he has stated. I hope you will change your position very quickly, or else you're going to suffer the consequences, just like all the other nations we have seen that go up against what God of Israel has said about his land. Please pray about all of these matters. Thank you for viewing this program, and remember to like, subscribe to our YouTube channel. For more content, no commercial interruptions, subscribe to lionandlamb.tv. Our weekly programs are available on your favorite podcast platforms. And of course, we can send you a free Yavo magazine each month, either in digital format or in hard copy like this, just for signing up at Lion and Lamb Ministries. Our weekly programs, and we do have a weekly schedule, are all across your social media platforms. We're coming up into the fall holidays, and we've just completed trumpets. We're getting ready for Yom Kippur. In October, we'll be at Tabernacles. If you haven't made plans to go to Tabernacles now, you better get registered very quickly, or else you're not going to be able to make it at all. TabernaclesEvent.com. Shabbat Shalom to all of you.